You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do this weekend? Anything fun?
It was a great weekend, man. Friday night was a lot of fun. We'd been planning this for a couple weeks, and I got together with a little group of high school buddies that I hadn't seen in quite a while, and it's really sad. One of the guys lives maybe 3 minutes from me, tops. Like, I could walk to his house, and I haven't seen him for like 2 or 3 years, and caught up with all the guys. There's a new little pizza slash brewery place that opened up down by us, and we had a really good pizza and some good beers, and made our way over to another brewery afterwards and hung out for a while. So that was fun. We had some friends over on Saturday night to watch the basketball games, believe it or not. I sat down and watched basketball.
Really? You did?
I know. It was more just for the conversation and to hang out with people, really, but it's kind of fun.
Have your guy friends figured out yet that you don't like sports? They know?
Oh, they know. Okay. I make it no secret. All I could talk about was how big that stadium was that they were playing in. Yeah. I was like, my goodness, that's a lot of people.
Kind of dwarfs them, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we did that, and then got all the cars detailed up and did some yard work.
Oh, nice.
And blah, blah, blah. Busy little weekend.
Yeah, we went for it's like a 6 mile hike in this new area. It was 90 minutes away. So it was a 90 minute drive to get to it. Did this great hike and then stopped back in this little town on the way back and tried out a place for a little pub action. It was delightful. But I want you to know that over the weekend, I did yard work.
Jeremy. Hey, look at you.
I've got the calluses and blisters on my hand to prove it.
This is crazy. Yes. You did yard work and I watched basketball. What is going on?
It's
in
bizarro
the
world is
what
it is.
What is happening?
It's flipping bizarro world. I'm telling you right now.
Something's not
but
right.
But it felt good, too.
Sure.
Hauling that wheelbarrow back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth
yeah,
with all sorts
that's
of
good, like,
mulch.
Good core workout. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of mulch. And because we had a big pile of it dumped on the driveway a couple of weeks ago. So we finished spreading the rest of that. And we don't have flat terrain where we live. It's hilly.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's a workout.
Good.
So.
Good for you, man.
But I want to tell you something kind of interesting that happened, too. This is one of those, the Gwyneth Paltrow movie a few years ago called Sliding Doors, which is the whole notion that, you know, if you make this decision in your life goes a completely different way. One little decision can change everything. And that was kind of driven home. I think I told you a few weeks ago, I kind of connected with a guy who inspired me when I was a teenager to get into radio. I'd never met him before. He never heard of me. But he was one of the radio guys back when I was 14, 15 years old that I would listen to. And I found him and reached out, and he was just the nicest guy. We ended up, I don't know, a month or so ago doing a Zoom call. And it was really good I really enjoyed that. But what happened after that is he friended me on Facebook. And when he did, I saw one of his posts and it had a comment on there from a name that flew out of my past. So we have a mutual friend, or let's say acquaintance. It's the guy who used to work for a record company years ago, who's the one who told me and encouraged me to reach out to a radio station in Denver to see about getting a job, because I didn't live in Denver at the time. And because of him pushing me to do that, I interviewed for the job in Denver, took the job in Denver, and then, you know,
and still working
lived there
in Denver
for 30-something years, right? Yeah. And it's why I'm doing this morning show.
Yeah.
And so it came up. I said something to Gretchen about it. I said, if I hadn't been with this guy, I'm sure I might not have ever moved to Denver. Maybe I would have years later. Who knows? But probably not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, think about everything in your life that was based on that one phone call. Like, I might not have talked to that guy that day.
Yeah. Who knows where things would
have
ended up.
She goes, yeah, she goes, you wouldn't have the job you have now. She goes, you would not have met me.
Yeah, it's true.
And I thought, that's one of those things where 30-something years of my life all comes down to one phone call with one person. That is kind of
trippy to think about, isn't it?
It is. And I don't want to get like overly deep here, and most people are saying, who cares? But everybody has that in their life.
Yeah.
They all have a phone call or a conversation or something that if you look back years later, completely changes the scope of your life.
It could have happened to somebody this weekend, and they don't know it yet until 20 years down the road. You know, it could have happened for somebody this weekend.
That's a great
point. It could happen for you this morning. You know, it's kind of trippy to think about. It's really neat, actually.
Yeah.
Blows your mind a little bit.
And when she first brought it up, I laughed. I said, yeah. And then it's when I thought about it later. But everything, really, of the last half of my life.
Yep, everything.
Was one phone call with this guy named Jeff.
Good old Jeff.
So Jeff is responsible, ultimately, for the person that I'm married to and for this job that I've done for almost 30 years.
Did you friend him?
Because of him.
Did you reach out to him?
Yeah, absolutely. I sent a friend request to him, and he wrote back with a message like, oh, my God, great to hear from you.
Yeah.
Because we had not been in touch in I don't know how many decades.
Yeah. Look at that. That's cool, man.
Just one of those weird little things.
It's beautiful.